On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Obviously, Tolos, you got to wait until 4 o'clock tomorrow to get in your upset picks, but what are your early leans? Who are you liking so far in the upset picks challenge as you're starting to gather your data on who you might pick for this week? 844-326-3663. Keith in TR says his early lean is South Carolina over Alabama. Says either we win and I hit big in the challenge, or we lose and Shula finally gets fired.
Ooh.
Win-win scenario.
You know, it's interesting. I looked at that one, and here's the only issue I have. My optimism tank, diesel. You know, if you go to the gas pump and you see all the trucks, you know, back during the hurricane, right, the tanks were running low, and you had to kind of be picky and choosy of which gas stations you went to. My optimism tank has completely run dry on the Gamecocks in 2025. And I have a buddy of mine who makes fun of me every day because at the beginning of the season, I was one that on this show and off the air said that I think South Carolina can have a big season. Obviously, it didn't pan out that way. So disappointment for me every week watching South Carolina believing that they could have once been good. I can't take that game because when I looked at my optimism tank, it is on zero.
Do you know off the top of your head what the spread is in that game?
11.5.
Ooh, I'm surprised it's that low.
11
honestly,
and a half.
I thought it'd be more.
Yeah. I
thought it'd be more.
Yeah, if I had to bet it right now, I'd probably take Alabama in the 11.5.
Yeah.
Bama's playing the best they've played in 2.5 years, maybe 3 years.
And you're going down there to that
game. I'm going.
You're going to go cover that game.
I'm going. I don't know, and I think we're going to talk about this at 5 o'clock when we have the Shane Beamer audio. I don't know if Shula gets fired. I think if he hadn't by now, they're probably not going to. But I do think it's kind of fun to also watch the fireworks, right?
I mean, if you're telling me that South Carolina loses that game big, fails to score more than 10 points. Let's say 10 points. And they can't. And I'm not talking about a pick six, or I'm not talking about a special team score. But if the offense fails to score more than 10 and Alabama beats them like 30-10, you're telling me that Shula's going to keep his job?
He shouldn't. He shouldn't. But I don't know that my whole thing is with Beamer. I don't know. If he hadn't already on the 21st day of October, I don't know what.
Shula's only been there for 7 weeks.
But to my point, when I sat and watched South Carolina versus who was it they beat? When I was in Charlotte, and it was a Saturday night, and we all watched it. It was the Kentucky game, right? It was the Kentucky game where I'm pulling up the schedule. I'm making a point of this. South Carolina beat Kentucky 35-13. I watched that game on the 27th of September, and the score looked big. But I knew that night watching that game that South Carolina's offense had major problems. And this was after Virginia Tech. The offense only scored a couple of touchdowns that night. It was the defense that scored two touchdowns. We saw the special teams. So, like, going back to what you asked, if they get steamrolled, which Tease Wizzle says that Bama's going to score 50 on Saturday, if they get steamrolled, yeah, I mean, Shula deserves to get fired. But ultimately, we knew that Carolina going into this five-game stretch, it was going to be brutal, and now the train's off the tracks. I don't know what firing Shula now does for the rest of the season. I think at this point, I believe you are what you are. That you can fire Shula, Mike Furry, Beamer. You are what you are to me at this point.
Well, I'm curious here. If you do move on from Shula, who do you elevate into his role?
Probably Furry.
You're not going to bring in the passing game coordinator and wide receivers coach?
Yeah, probably.
You know more about him than I do. I'm just asking.
His time, and I know it's Division II college football, but he played a lot of NFL football. He knows offense. And again, I know Division II is not the same as Division I. He coached and was uber successful at the Division II level. I think he knows offense. I think he knows scheme. So, like, if you did fire Shula, I think Furry would be the guy to promote. Because, and this is no disrespect to Mike Furry, he's a good friend of mine. I love the guy. I just don't think your options are great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think they have a ton of great options when it comes to who they would promote from within. If it were me, because the season's already lost. Like, what? You know what I mean? It's not really that big of a decision on who to promote if it happens. You just let Mike Furry call plays, and Mike Furry, you know.
It can't get any worse, though.
That's what I'm saying. It is what
it
is.
It can't get any worse.
You are what you are now.
Well, it goes back to the question that I asked Shane about the last possession going into halftime. Why throw across the middle short three times when you know that's exactly what Oklahoma wants you to do to burn some clock? Well, they were just really good at defending the sideline. They never once tried to go to the sideline. And to me, that says that was the play call, was to try to go across the middle and hope that, you know, you throw the ball for an 8-yard gain and hope that receiver gets another 5 yards and you could stop the clock that way. I just thought that was a massive, massive failure on Mike Shula's part. And now that I'm looking at the actual full coaching staff directory, now I'm wondering who was throwing out all those choice words in the coach's box next to us. There was a coach who was letting the four-letter words
yes,
fly.
Always. Yeah.
The one that we thought Rick and Greer said on our show yesterday.
Yeah.
And I counted at least half a dozen. And I'm thinking now, maybe it was the defensive line coach, Travion Robertson. I don't
know if
he's...
Skinny guy?
Well, you couldn't tell because the glass is frosted. It would have had to have been a coach that sits up in the booth. I don't know who's on the field and who's in the booth. I thought... Maybe it was the defensive coordinator,
Clayton White.
But then I was told no, Clayton
on the field.
Operates down on the field,
does.
So then it wasn't Clayton. But it was all on defense when these four letter words were flying. So Cole, I'm going to give you my list, and you see if any of these games might pique your interest of who you might take. Again, early picks. Upset picks, early leans for tomorrow.
And by the way, it's a miracle. We haven't had anybody submit their upset pick incorrectly.
Hasn't happened yet. Number one, I'm looking at, Cole, and I'm trying to pick those games that are going to help me get back in this thing because I'm struggling right now. I'm looking at South Alabama at Georgia State plus 6.5. South Alabama is
bad.
They're bad. They're bad, but they're losing their games close. They're not getting blown out in games. They just have a terrible defense. These are two very similar teams. I would say home field advantage Georgia State, but, I mean, come on. If you've ever been to a game at Georgia State or watched a game at Georgia State on TV, there is no home field advantage there.
There's not.
There's no atmosphere.
No, South Alabama's favored in that one, and that's a Thursday night game. Both teams, by the way, 1-6. So I've got three, and that was one of my three when I looked earlier today. The reason I kind of put it down as early lean is it's 6.5, which is doable.
Yep.
For me, where I am now, 6.5 would be really big. And both teams are 1-6.
Yeah.
They're both looking for their first conference game, Diesel. So I think when you have two bad teams, anything's possible. Georgia State could get blown out or Georgia State could win by 14. You just don't know. But no, I like this one. I have it down as one of my three.
I'm looking also, Cole, and you're going to have to help me out and figure out what I'm missing here.
I know.
Cal plus 4.5 at Virginia Tech. Cal is 5-2 football team. Yeah. Virginia Tech's 2-5. Why are the Hokies favored by more than a field goal at home against a 5-win Cal team.
Well, that was one of the ones I screenshotted, Virginia yeah. Tech Cal. So you and I have two of the same one. I looked at that the same way you did and thought, huh, seems like a good old Vegas trap where you would then bet on Virginia Tech because they know something we don't. But ultimately, Cal, to your point, 5-2. Virginia Tech's 2-5. You would think Cal should be favored. So I, right now, this is the leader in my clubhouse.
Interesting.
It's only 4.5, which I don't love. 4.5, yeah, I mean, it's a hit. You move up a little bit, but you're not gaining significant ground.
That's one of those ones you hope you hit and almost no one else does.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd have to. I do like it, though. That's one of my three. Okay. So far, you and I are on the same page. We'll see if you have my third now.
My third is Texas at Mississippi State plus 6.5. What are we missing here? Mississippi State, you know, maybe they're mad after losing to Florida.
Yeah.
Those cowbells are going to be ear piercing. It's still Arch Manning.
No,
could I convince you of that one?
I looked at it, but I don't think I'm interested in it because I still do believe Texas's defense is elite. I think they'll really subdue Mississippi State this weekend. I know Mississippi State's had a good season. They've had a really good season compared to what they are normally used to having.
Well, they're down to 4-3 now.
Yeah, after they lost last week, right, to Florida. And they played Florida well, right? It wasn't – That was a
close game. Close game, it was a two-point
right?
game.
Yeah, so I'm high on Mississippi State. I still maybe going back to my Shula in South Carolina point, I still have a little optimism left in my tank for Texas and Steve Sarkisian. I think that team's still uber-talented. So I would right now lean Texas on that one.
Cornchip texts in and says, we call Georgia State's stadium Paulson North since we turn out with some good attendance at their stadium. Cornchip saying they're taking up residency.
How far is that from each couple
Atlanta
hours?
Atlanta down to – Cornchip, help us out. How far is it from Atlanta down to Statesboro? That's got to be close to 2, maybe not quite 2 hours.
Is Statesboro on the bottom of the state?
Yeah, it's basically Savannah.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, probably maybe 1:45, something like that, I would imagine. I would maybe even say they have more fans there than Georgia State, right? Again, it's to your point, it's not the greatest environment.
It's farther than I thought it was. It's 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Oh, is it? Okay.
210 miles.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
Statesboro is a little bit northwest of Savannah. While we're doing a geography lesson here, Cole.
Good.
And the last one for you that I'm looking at Baylor plus 4.5 at Cincinnati. Baylor, those Bears can flat out score, but their defense stinks. Cincinnati 6-1 under Scott Satterfield. But their offensive production is up and down and up and down, and maybe this week it's going to be a little bit down. If that's the case, Baylor can get them.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I saw that one earlier. I'll say this. When I was looking at all of the games, FBS games this weekend, I didn't fall in love with a lot of these games. I really didn't. So I have those two that you mentioned being the Cal game and the South Alabama game. Mm-hmm. The third one that I have is Ball State, Northern Illinois on Saturday afternoon. Northern Illinois is terrible. They're 1-3 in the MAC, or 1-6, 0-3 in the MAC. They're playing Ball State. Ball State needs another weird line here. Ball State's 3-4. You would imagine the 3-4 team is ranked or favored over the 1-6 team, right? Mm-hmm. You would imagine the team that's 2-1 in the MAC's favored over the team that's 0-3. No, NIU's favored.
Huh.
So Ball State plus 5.5 right now is my early lean. That's where I'm going as of today.
Oh.
If we had to get our upset picks in, and it opens, by the way, in 24 hours, Tolos. So that's my three. I don't hate yours. But ultimately, like I said, I didn't fall in love with any. I do want to shout out Tolo J. Butane, though. Here's a crazy one I looked at. He brought it up on the text line. He said on the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line at 844-326-3663, leaning UCLA, Indy's overrated, Nico isn't half bad, Foster was a terrible coach, heard it here first. Here's my only problem with that game, Indiana versus UCLA. Do you know the spread on that one?
I looked at it. I think it's like 27.
25.5.
Oh.
So that is a monstrous spread. Ultimately, like, if you want to get crazy, that's the game to pick. But Fernando Mendoza's just too good, isn't he?
And Kurt Cignetti is too good of a coach to let that happen.
I think so.
He wins.
He does.
You Google James Franklin, he loses big games. You Google Kurt Cignetti, he wins.
He's 7-0, or Indiana's 7-0. UCLA, look, they're 3-4. Yeah, they've got the blonde-haired coach, and it's a sexy team right now, and they're winning. They've won two or three in a row. But I just, Diesel, I can't take 25. If you somehow pulled the upset, you'd be the king of the upset picks challenge, and you would have a drastic boost to the top 10 or close to it. But I just, right now, betting against Fernando Mendoza and Kurt Cignetti's tough.
I mean, if you didn't have any points at all and you took that one, 25.5, you would jump all the way up to 29th place.
So it'd be a big swing.
A huge swing. Yeah. Could I convince you at all, Cole, to maybe look at App State plus 13.5 at Old Dominion? These are both teams that have the same record.
Yeah.
Both got absolutely punched in the mouth last week. App lost in a heartbreaker to Coastal. Old Dominion got stomped by James Madison, who I think are really, really good this year.
Has App played James Madison yet or no?
No, they have not.
Do they have any common opponents?
I'd have to pull.
So the reason I asked Diesel is I looked at that game and I thought, for a conference game, 13.5 smells fishy. It does.
People were looking at Old Dominion as possibly an outside shot at a playoff for the G5 team. Yeah. Now, they have struggled the last couple of weeks. They've lost two in a row. Let's see. Old Dominion's last two games, they lost 63-27 at James Madison.
And
they lost 48-24 at Marshall. You go back past that, they beat the crap out of Coastal. They won in a decent slugfest, 21-7 against Liberty. And then they beat Virginia Tech. Now, we know Virginia Tech's not all that good.
Yeah.
As opposed to App State losing by 8 last week against Coastal, trounced Georgia State, beat Oregon State, blown out by Boise, blown out by USM. That's why I said last week I don't trust this team.
So on paper, Old Dominion's the better team.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's why they're 13.5 points. It's
13.5.
Yeah.
The only common opponent is Coastal. And this was Coastal with a different quarterback that Old Dominion beat. Coastal brought in their backup quarterback. Turns out he's pretty good.
Where's that game at Saturday?
That game is at Old Dominion.
I'll tell you this. I do have a little interest in that.
Both are 4-3.
Yeah.
Both are 1-2 in the Sun Belt.
And it's a conference game. And I do think, like right now, if I had a bet, I'd take App in the points just because I think it'll be closer than 13.5. But for them to win outright, I think they'd have to have probably their best game of the year, right? Probably a near-perfect game. They hadn't gotten the most out of their quarterback play this year. And are they due? Do you feel like App State's due and they've got the talent and they're just due for a big – if you feel like they're due, then I think this is the play for the upset pitch
challenge.
I think
the play there is that Old Dominion has a god-awful rush defense, and App State has a pretty good running back who could put the game on his back and run away with it.
I'm telling you, man, 13.5 points would be huge.
Yeah.
So because it's 13.5, I'm mildly interested. I'm mildly interested. I don't know where I'm going yet. I'm probably going to play it more conservative.
A little more conservative than that?
Yeah, and go with like Ball State 4.5 or 5.5, whatever it is. I just don't know. You look at those two teams, they've both been kind of meh, you know, mediocre. A.J. Swan's good, to your point.
He's not the starter anymore.
He's not?
No, he's not. The starter is J.J. Cole, who transferred in from Iowa State.
He's got a good name.
Spelled differently.
Oh, is it?
K-O-H-L.
Never mind. Bad name. Like the store. This one's tough. This one's tough. Maybe a lot of points. Maybe bad defensive play. You just look at it being a home game. That should matter, right? I mean, wouldn't you feel like if it were in Boone, then that might help a little bit? But
if it was in Boone, you might be talking about a 9.5 point spread.
Yeah.
Old Dominion is a better team. They really are. That's why, you know, that's why it's such a big upset.
Yeah, it'd be good, though. A 13.5 would be. Don't send that to your freaking wife, by the way.
She'll take
Please.
It and she'll hit.
And if you're going to send her any more spreads, send her the ones and the twos. You've got to quit sending her these big point spreads. This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous that my wife doesn't even watch football and she is in fifth place.
That makes me
so mad. Fifth place.
That makes me – you don't know how mad that makes
me. I think Dave Mosley needs to watch his back, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think Dave needs to be careful, like, because Dave clearly knows ball. He waits until the last minute to get his picks in, by the way.
Yeah.
That's why he waits to get – gathers all this information.
I might do the same thing this week because it worked for me last week. Can I get a quarterback to have an ankle injury again this week and let me make my upset pick that way?
Oh, so you know, you're saying we need to both cheat. We need to change our strategies
hey,
and wait.
It bit me, though, a couple weeks ago. Remember, I benefited from it last week.
That's true.
But with Arizona State and, yep. Yeah, it was Arizona. I think it was Arizona State, Utah.
Right.
Sam Levitt was
yeah,
playing.
He went out.
And then he said, oh, no, we're not playing. So, you know, I was due.
The upset picks giveth, and the upset picks
it
taketh
does.
Away.
It does. Diesel, it's time to talk to Jack Veltri, our weekly 422 guest on Tuesdays. Let's talk Gamecocks. What did Shane Beamer have to say earlier today? We'll have that Shane Beamer audio for you, by the way, at 5 o'clock. But Jack's reaction to that and more with Jack Veltri of Gamecock Central next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a
life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Every single Tuesday at this time, we are joined live by Jack Veltri of Gamecock Central. You all know Jack and who he is now, but we've been having him on for a long, long time. We're what you call a day one with Jack Veltri. Jack, did you make it in? We're getting some rain here in the upstate. Did you make it in back to wherever you're calling from the protest in time? Were you protesting Mike Shula?
No, I was not at the protest today, guys. I am actually over at Founders Park. We've got some fall baseball going on. So
well, that's just not acceptable. I just hate to tell you.
It's a better place to be than the which, did you guys see the video of that? It was like 20 people.
Hey, it's only about the thought, the effort. A for effort, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you know, it's a bunch of frat boys just having fun, right?
Hey, Jack, what was the second half of your question that Shane cut off, where you said, what gives you hope, ... and then he cut you off, started talking about what he wanted to talk about, obviously. Can you – I want to give you an opportunity to get that whole question out there.
Well, for one, the initial question got cut off to begin with, where I was basically asking, hey, do you feel like – I probably could have worded it a little better. Like, hey, like, do you feel like you need to make another change, more so this time with the play calling or the offensive scheme? You could take it in a lot of different directions there. But I didn't really get that full thing out. And then he brought up the infamous quote, I made a change last week, Jack, with Lonnie Teasley. The other part of it, once he kind of answered that, I kind of just tried to get something else in. And the first thing that came to mind was, what gives you hope? And I think that was probably just going to be the extent of it. But what gives you hope that the offense is going to be able to get this thing turned around? And then he said, next question. And then he went back to it. So.
Well, Jack, ultimately, I feel like while a lot of fans are protesting, or 20 fans are protesting, and a lot of fans are upset about Mike Shula and the play calling, and rightfully so, you know, I said to Diesel in the last segment, when I watched the Kentucky game, we watched what happened against Virginia Tech, we thought the offense might get better after the second week, and then you get to Kentucky, and you're talking about a bad Kentucky team, and your team having to be bailed out by special teams and the defense. The score was lopsided, but the offense didn't do a whole lot against Kentucky. I knew then that South Carolina had problems. When you look at kind of where this team is now, if they were to make a change, let's say they fired Mike Shula tomorrow, do you really feel like anything would be different, or do you feel like this team, they are who they are at this point?
I think it depends on who you promote, right? Because we see UCLA is the popular example where they hired Jerry Neuheisel, who a few days before had never even put on a headset before to call plays, right? And UCLA's offense has been so much more dynamic since then. So I think that case applies, where, like, if you bring up a young guy who's never called plays before, I think they have a few guys. One guy that would be interesting to see is they have Davis Cutter, who's, like, the assistant quarterback's coach. He's someone maybe that you would want to ideally promote if that came to fruition. But I think for South Carolina, I think you're probably sticking with Shula the rest of the way, though Shane did say multiple times now that if he feels it's necessary to make a change, he's going to go ahead and do it.
Jack, I got a chance to ask Lenoris Sellers about, you know, the second touchdown, or the first touchdown drive, the lone touchdown drive, but their second trip inside the five. They ultimately went for it on fourth down again, not having gotten it the first time, but they got it the second time. In your mind, what was the reasoning for making that fourth down, leave it in Lenoris Sellers' decision? Was it confidence in Lenoris, or was it, we absolutely have to get 6 points here or this game gets away from us?
I think it was just absolutely, you need to get 6 points here. And I think for South Carolina, the thing about those two drives in the red zone, Diesel, was that they ran eight plays, right? They went for it twice on fourth down, on both of those sequences, once a piece. And six of those plays were handoffs up the middle.
Yeah.
You didn't put the ball in Norris's hands much at all. You had him throw that one pass to Nick Arbor for the touchdown, and then the other one was supposed to be a pass play, I think, but the pressure broke down immediately, and Lenoris was brought down for on what was just a two-yard game when he had to kind of scramble a little bit. There were no design quarterback runs in there, and I think that was what is kind of missing, I think, in those situations, because why are you taking the ball out of your best player's hands? I get it. You want to run the ball on first and second down with your running backs after that 36-yard run. Okay, that's fine. But I think they needed to do something a little bit more creative rather than, hey, we're going to hand it off three straight times. It's one thing when you're at the one-yard line, but when you're getting stuffed once and twice with Matthew Fuller, and then you're doing it again, you're putting yourself in a much tougher spot. Even if you're at literally the one-yard line, more like the half-foot line, and you got to get into the end zone, that makes it a lot tougher. And luckily, South Carolina got the touchdown there with Sellers throwing to Harbor. But that was a much tougher sequence than I think it really needed to be.
Talking to Jack Veltri, Gamecock Central. He joins us every Tuesday at this time during football season. Jack, do you not find yourself surprised that with the pressure on Mike Shula, we haven't seen more of just circus offense in terms of him going out there on Saturdays and just throwing the kitchen sink on the field? Has that surprised you a little bit?
A little, but I think at some point, I don't know, I think we're going to get into a situation where this thing either eventually clicks or it doesn't. I mean, I don't really think there's much in between. I think at some point you're really hoping the answer comes to where he's able to get this thing figured out. But it's also about, like, players in the field have to execute as well, right? Like, it's not – as much as the blame does probably fall on Shula's shoulders, there's more that this team needs to do. Like, the blocking's got to be better up front, for one. You also need to make better decisions if you're Lenore Sellers. Sorry if you're going to hear the music behind me in background. But, you know, there's other things. Like, the run game hasn't been there for South Carolina. So a lot of it is ultimately on Shula, and I do think they need to get back to being a bit more creative, because I just wasn't a fan of all the handoffs up the middle and stuff, especially at the goal line.
Yeah.
Like, you have a freak of nature athlete in Lenore Sellers. Let's utilize him a little bit more. And honestly, just do something different. I mean, whatever you're doing right now is clearly not working. The sample size is big enough offensively to where you're just not getting the results you want. If it were me, I would try something completely different. Like, do what, like Dowell Loggins last year. Put the ball in your best player's hands, whether it's Sellers, whether it's Nick Harbor, whether it's one of your tight ends, whoever that may be, whoever's giving you the best chance to go out there and put points on the board, the ball needs to be in their hands, in my opinion.
Talking to Jack Veltri, Gamecock Central, at Jack T. Veltri is where you can find and follow him on Twitter. Earlier today, Shane broke the news that he thinks Cason Henry is out for the season. Tough blow for an already kind of banged up offensive line there. What can you tell us about his injury and how they're going to try to fill that space?
Well, it is a shoulder injury. So that happened on the first play of the Missouri game a few weeks back. And it had been a situation where he's missed all the games since then, and you hoped he would be able to make it back at some point, but he's going to be out this weekend, and like you said, he will probably be out the rest of the year for South Carolina, and that's a tough blow because Cason was playing really, really well, I think, early on this season, despite all of South Carolina's OL troubles. The problem for him is that he's always been banged up throughout his career, and you hate it because this is, I'll be honest, this is probably one of the more intelligent football players I've ever gotten the chance to talk to. He knows what he's talking about, can tell you what's going on with the offense, what's going wrong, what's going right, and how, you know, they're going to try and correct it. And, you know, to not have a guy out there like that, it hurts because he's one of your better players on the offensive line. How you're filling that spot? You filled it with Tree Babalatti starting the last few weeks, and I expect that to continue to be the case moving forward until proven otherwise. They're down a lot of offensive linemen right now, but the good news today is that the other five that were banged up, whether they were missing the game the other day or got injured during the game, they were all back out practicing today.
Jack, not to be Mr. Doom and Gloom, but what does this fan base have to cheer for? What does this team have to play for the rest of the way?
Well, you're asking the wrong person here, since I'm Mr. Negative. But in all seriousness, I do think that they got to play for a bowl game, right? You gotta find a way to scratch off a win here, one of these next three games, in order to do that. Because you got to win three of your next five games, and that's no small task. I think you can beat Coastal. I think you can beat Clemson. But you got to find a way to get a win otherwise. And guys, I'm leaning towards Alabama on this game, obviously. But there's a part of me that after hearing Shane today and hearing the players, I don't think everything is fixable within a week. But there's part of me that sees, like, what's happened in the past before, where South Carolina has been in these spots where nobody believes in them. Everyone counts them out. And then they go out here and put up this great performance and they pull off a stunner. Mm. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I have a funny feeling that it would not be. Don't rule it out, I would say.
Jack, what was your overall take on the fact that it took all the way until, I think, a minute to go in the third quarter before South Carolina had a pre-snap penalty on offense. They did have a pass interference a little bit earlier in that quarter. But, you know, some of the issues that had plagued them so often over the course of the season offensively were pretty much gone throughout the majority of that Oklahoma game.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, and the good news is none of those pre-snaps were on the offensive line, which is a really good sign in the right direction that not everyone wants to talk about. Everyone wants to talk about the negatives, but how about the positive in that they only had four penalties in that game, and none of them were on the OL. I think that's a big positive and step in the right direction when you're limiting those mistakes. Now you've got to figure out, okay, oh, we run a capable offense that can go out there and actually score points to put up on the board. So that's a much bigger problem that is a lot tougher to figure out. But at least you're cleaning up the self-inflicted stuff that has shot yourself in the foot so many times throughout the season.
Jack, let's get into Alabama. What do you see? I mean, you mentioned a little bit of optimism. I said earlier in the show my optimism tank with South Carolina has officially hit the E, and I don't think there's any in the reserve either. What do you feel like South Carolina-Alabama on Saturday could present? I know you just shared in terms of how you may could see South Carolina play better just because of, you know, recent years. They somehow, some way do figure out a way to turn things around toward the end of the season or the latter part. What's your biggest concern, though, when you look at Saturday's game?
And don't get me wrong. I'm not optimistic about Saturday either. I think there's just the optics.
Yeah.
We've seen this story before. We saw it last year with Alabama where Carolina had that awful loss to Ole Miss. Everyone said they were done, and then they go out there and lose by two and have the lead in the fourth quarter. So my point is I think that is possible again this weekend just because nobody's giving them a chance. And I'm not giving them a chance this weekend to win. I don't think anyone will pick South Carolina. That's just the reality of the situation. This Alabama team is very good.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about a team that looks completely different from the one at Florida State. I think they have overcome their road struggles from last season. They went to Missouri, won a tight game there. They went to Georgia in Athens that night and won there. So what's stopping them from going to South Carolina at Williams-Brice Stadium for a day game and winning that one? I think Alabama is going to be fine. Quarterback play has been phenomenal. Ty Simpson, I think, is your Heisman front runner right now. They got some really good weapons on the outside with Jeremy Bernard and Ryan Williams, and Jam Miller has been pretty good at running back. And the defense has been banged up a little bit, but, I mean, that group, they had the 100-yard pick six the other night. I mean, this is a group that is really rounding into form. I think Kalen's got them playing well at the right time, and they've walked the tough road to get here. They've beaten a lot of ranked teams in a row, and they've been very sharp.
Jack, most of the time when an athletic director comes out and releases a vote of confidence in a head coach, it's writing on the wall, right? Like, we know what's coming in the very near future. Mike Norvell got his. A lot of people think he's right there on that edge of getting fired. Hugh Freeze said that he would love to get a vote of confidence from his athletic director. If you woke up tomorrow morning to the news that Jeremiah Donati had released a statement of confidence in Shane Beamer and you weren't the one breaking the story, would you take that as a positive or a negative?
I don't know. I mean, a vote of confidence can go, like, multiple ways. Like, I don't know, honestly, how to answer that, Diesel. I think if he got a vote of confidence from Donati, I think it would just mean that he's good to go for next year more than anything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's anyone's guess what happens after that, right?
Jack, we hear baseball in the background. What's the latest? Where are you at? And a little fall camp starting up, right?
Yeah, man. This is the second fall baseball scrimmage of the season for the Gamecocks. They have been getting going for about a week now, but Pulmonary's kind of changed it up to where the team's scrimmaging a little later than normal, so they'll run closer to Thanksgiving. But beautiful weather day out here. It's 0-0 right now in the bottom of the second inning, and things are looking good. I think we all need some Gamecock baseball in our lives with how football's been going, and men's basketball. We got men's basketball content tonight, too, with Garnet and Black Madness. So some other sports to kind of keep you occupied.
Yeah, I was just about to ask about that, Jack. On the basketball side of things, men's and women's, obviously the news last week, was it, that Chloe Kitts was going to be out? Just kind of your general thoughts as we're a couple of weeks away from things really getting started with basketball.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know I personally don't cover women's very closely. We have Chris Wellbaum, who does a great job with that already. So my eyes are typically on the men's team, but and from what I can just tell, just with the women's team and stuff, it's tough to replace Chloe Kitts. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it. She's a really good player for South Carolina and someone that it was definitely viewed as an early WNBA draft pick in the first round, potentially. I think for South Carolina, yeah, without really knowing much about this team, they're down two players right now with some injuries. How can South Carolina fill those voids? That's going to be very interesting to see. I know they brought in some nice players from the portal and stuff, but I do wonder how the size of this team will be affected with two forwards being out for the year.
Jack, you're the best, man. Appreciate you. You're rocking and rolling. You're busy. And people, again, can follow you on Twitter at Jack T. Veltri and follow your work where?
You can follow me, like you said, Jack T. Veltri on social media for Twitter. I'm over there. I'm pretty active all the time. You can also go ahead and join me on GameTalkCentral.com. Again, I got baseball updates on there right now, basketball updates tonight, Shane Beamer updates. I mean, look, I do it all over there.
You're the man.
And, check out a lot of my work.
You are the man. Thanks, Jack.
I appreciate it, fellas.
Jack Veltri, Gamecock Central. He's literally, I mean, what a busy day.
Does he live on campus?
I'd hope so.
A broom closet somewhere?
So. Going from football to baseball to basketball in one day.
Be racking up the miles
the
on
life
his company
of a,
car.
A beat writer, right?
I'm telling Ooh. You. It's not the worst gig in the world, though.
No.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
When we come back, Cole, the newest, hottest, prettiest opening in college football at the University of Florida. Obviously, a lot of people are throwing around one huge name to take the job, but how good of a fit would he be? We'll get into it next.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know that saying, Cole, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush?
Yeah, I've heard that.
That is the exact scenario that Lane Kiffin finds himself in right now. He is at Ole Miss. They are a ranked team. playing really good football. It seems as if he has got Ole Miss football rolling at a level of consistency that Ole Miss football has not had for a very long time prior to him getting there. You know, Ole Miss would pop up, they'd have a really good season or two, and then they would fall back and be terrible for a while.
Yeah.
And they would pop up, and then they would fall back for a while. But Lane Kiffin's name is being thrown around pretty heavily for the Florida job now that Billy Napier is gone. John Talty of CBS Sports reported on Billy being fired, and in the title, he says the tea leaves suggest Lane is intrigued. I think it would be one of the dumbest decisions Lane Kiffin has ever made to leave Ole Miss, a situation that is really, really good for him, to go jump into that level of a firestorm. What do you think?
I think you're wrong. I think Lane Kiffin wakes up and he does recognize, Diesel, what you said, the consistency that Ole Miss has never had. However, Lane Kiffin, unfortunately, has reached a level that we all have, whether it's to a large degree or a minimal degree, Diesel, of you plateau and you think, okay, well, I want more. And I know they're ranked and I know they're good. And I know in the portal era of college football, they can continue to be dominant and competitive. But there's still, I said it a couple of weeks ago, you just cannot convince me that when he lays that head down at night on the pillow, he doesn't think about, man, what can I do in Florida? I think it crosses his mind. I think he's aware of it. And while Ole Miss is consistent, I just don't know that Ole Miss will ever be on the level of Florida. What happens to Ole Miss if Lane were to leave? I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know that they're not Florida.
They got money, they got support, but it's not Florida money and support. But think about it this way. Lane Kiffin has bounced around multiple times in his career, and I'm not necessarily talking about the FAU experiment. I'm talking about, you know, NFL, Tennessee, Southern Cal, and he has seen firsthand what happens when you're constantly chasing that higher rung on the ladder, right? And just about every one of those times, it is blown up in his face. So I think Lane Kiffin, I hope that Lane Kiffin at, what is he, probably 55-ish years old, I would hope that Lane Kiffin has learned better at this point than to let his ego drive him to leave a really, really good situation for Florida. It's like being married to a stable nine, hot woman. But then you look across the way and you peek your head into the gentleman's club across the way and you say, oh, there's a 10 in there who's a train wreck, but I could fix her. And could you imagine if I could have that 10 over there?
Yeah, but you just think, like, if Lane Kiffin, Diesel, if his DNA holds true, which is he has been successful pretty much everywhere. We know what happened at Southern Cal. That didn't go well. It didn't end well, right? But what happened, Diesel, when he left Southern Cal, he then what? He then was able to go work for Nick Saban, the greatest to ever do it, kind of revive his career a little bit, right? And look just how good he was for Nick Saban at a time where college football was evolving more to the spread offense. It was a match made in heaven that everybody said would not work. So I just think ultimately we've seen the DNA of Lane Kiffin show us that this guy's a winner. This guy's got what it takes. And if we think what Lane has done at Ole Miss is impressive, what Lane at Florida could be, I think with his DNA, his ability to recruit, his ability to use the portal, I think Lane Kiffin's one of the best coaches in football, and I think ultimately Florida would be stupid not to go after him. I think we'll continue to hear his name thrown around, but I think he would be uber successful immediately at Florida.
Tolos, what say you? 844-326-3663. If you were in Lane Kiffin's shoes, would you stay at Ole Miss? Would you take the Florida job? And maybe further than that, what do you think Lane will actually do? I think he's matured enough to realize he's got a really, really good situation at Ole Miss. We'll just have to wait and see. It's not a money thing. You know, Florida could throw $11 million at him, and they probably will. But Lane's making over $9 million at Ole Miss.
Yeah,
he's making
money.
A ton of money. He's already in the top 10 highest paid coaches in college football.
But you know Lane Kiffin. Have you ever seen a picture of Oxford, Mississippi compared to Florida? The beaches, the women, the views.
But Gainesville's not at the beach.
But he's only
Gainesville is landlocked.
He can get in that car.
Lane would get
drive.
Himself in so much trouble. Lane would get himself in. I was talking to an Alabama fan, and he is part of the Upset Picks Challenge, so I won't say his name. But he knows a lot about what was going on with old Lane. And a lot of people have heard the stories of what was going on with Lane in Tuscaloosa and the bad behavior that he was up to. Lane does not need that level of temptation in Gainesville. He doesn't need it. But he would be an absolutely beautiful spiritual successor to Steve Spurrier, wouldn't he?
It'd be something. I'm telling you, if he's matured, if he has reached the point in his life where he knows good from evil and which fruit to eat and which fruit not to eat, I think he could go there if he were focused on football, and I think he could be one of the greatest coaches to ever coach at Florida. And that's saying something with the Spurriers and the Urban Meyers, and the list goes on and on. But I've always been high on Lane Kiffin. I could be wrong. Maybe it could be a train wreck, but ultimately – wouldn't it be fun to see? Let's press the button and find out.
50-19 at Ole Miss with a 725 win percentage, the highest win percentage he's had at any stop he's ever been at. Come on, Lane. Don't walk away from a good thing.
That's a pretty good record, by the way.
Yeah. He was good at USC, 28-15. Really good at FAU. But not as good as he is at Ole Miss.
Texter says, Lane Kiffin is very good at rebuilding programs. He's a James Franklin type. Can't win big games, but he gets programs winning again. Another texter says, Tennessee wasn't that program. USC wasn't that program. Still dazzling with everyone's BS. I don't know if, texter, what do you mean by that? Are you anti-Lane Kiffin? Let us know, 844-326-3663. Diesel, let's get into Shane Beamer. He spoke to the media today. Normally on Tuesdays, we talk about what Dabo Swinney had to say. Unfortunately, Dabo didn't speak today because of their bye week. But what Beamer said, we react to it. And also, is firing Mike Shula the right decision right now? That's next.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.